joining me via the phone, we have a very special guest, Kendra Vino of Vino Specialty Foods and Meats. Kendra, good morning. Big morning for you guys.
Good morning. Yes, we're very excited.
Very excited because we're finally having a reopening over at Vinos when it comes to storefront service. However, you guys really haven't shut down. I mean, for the last couple of days, you have been shut down because you wanted to gear up for this. But this pandemic has really hit you guys in kind of a different way than some businesses out there. So let's go way back to the beginning of all this, if we can. And believe it or not, it's already been 2 months. Kind of incredible to think about. Let's go back to the beginning of March when this news broke. How did Vinos react right away? What was the game plan, I guess you could say?
I think at first, like most people in the Valley, we were trying to get a grasp of what our concern level should be. My gut and instinct told me that the first case we received in Carroll County was going to require me to shift our business and go to drive-through only just to protect our team. I mean, I have to think about their lives, and we have parents and children and things beyond this building that helps me make that decision pretty easily.
And you guys kind of had that drive-through window kind of waiting there. I know you used it before all of this. I know that was something that you guys had because you're in the former KFC location, and they just so happened to have that drive-through window there for you. So that was kind of an interesting tidbit that you guys had, maybe over other restaurants that weren't able to pull that off.
It was definitely a blessing in disguise,
yeah,
for sure. We had originally thought it would be for, you know, rainy days and snow and parents who didn't want to get their kids in and out of car seats. And we had a plan in place to utilize that window that never really took off. And this whole pandemic kind of allowed us to put that plan into motion so that we could continue to stay open and serve the community and have, you know, jobs for the people I have here with me that, you know, are leaning on Vinos to survive as well.
And when it comes to your take-home meals, that's perfect for the people that were stuck at home for the quarantine or for the lockdown, whatever you want to call it, and be able to stop on by, and you guys were able to prepare those meals, and people were ready to go. Let's talk about that a little bit, your menu options and all of that, just in case somebody hasn't stopped on by.
Yeah, we make everything in-house here. It's something that we're really proud of. We try to source local ingredients as much as possible, and our goal is to just simplify your meal experience so you can enjoy what's really important, the people around the table. And families and individuals were thrown a huge curve with these last few months, and we're able to utilize our products in a new way, and some for the first time, which is amazing. If you wanted to have macaroni and cheese or a chicken pot pie or Indian chicken or curry chicken or chicken salads, I mean, we're making everything here in-house, and we're trying to follow our customers' leads on, like, what they want for their meals. And it was a pretty great thing to start sharing that and thinking about, you know, how much stress we're relieving for everybody right now by providing a quality meal they can feel good about eating.
Yeah, we completely agree, and that is definitely, that was a void that was being filled there. And when this all happened, we kept on pushing the message, especially here on the radio, of shopping local and eating local. You guys being one of the White Mountain Independents, and of course doing what you do, you kind of fit under both categories there. And it was nice because you guys obviously staying in business and being able to keep that going because you support local businesses all on your own too. It's all done in-house, as you mentioned, with local farms and all of that. Very key.
It's important to us. We're community-driven. I mean, all the way from our Mother's Day package, anything we could do to connect with other businesses in the community and help them grow. I mean, being a part of White Mountain Independence is amazing for us. I love doing the work that we do together and having an entire team to lean on. And this has really proven a time when I really needed that group to help me and support me through the decisions I had to make that were best for our business. Because this is a board, you know, a game board that no one's ever played on before. So it was nice to have them to lean on as well.
Yeah, it's a nice feeling to have that camaraderie too. And you know more than any of us, when this community bands together, amazing things can happen, and you saw it yourself.
Yeah, we grew up here. I mean, there is no other place I'd rather own a business. We are so grateful for the amount of support we've received from the day we opened all the way through to the kindness that people have given to my team and the extra, you know, smile, or when we didn't have something, they, you know, they didn't get upset. They worked with us and allowed us to find a way to still meet their need. And it's just been amazing. I mean, I'm grateful to be from here and to experience something like this as a business owner and a mom and everything else, the pieces that have come together. it fills me up. It's just amazing. I can barely handle how lucky I am sometimes.
It's pretty awesome. Let's talk about today, because today we are opening storefront, as we've mentioned. Today, you guys shut down for a few days. I'm sure there was a lot of preparations going into those few days now, and here we are, storefront. What can people expect as you welcome them back into the store?
You can expect a very happy team to see you. We cannot wait to have people back in our store. A big piece of what we do is the conversation and the one-on-one. We have limited some items in our store, but we still have all of our prime beef and some new fun items that we think you'll really enjoy. You'll have to come in and check those out because they'll be changing weekly. And we're looking forward to a really great summer. We're still making all of our pasta salads and deli salads and potato salads, so we'll be launching more of those items this summer. And we'll have a couple new team members, which is exciting. We were able to bring on a couple part-timers for the summer. So in addition to, you know, White Mountain Winery, Mope Beers, and our Spicy Shark, and our Ruth's Mustards, and all the other local businesses that we're able to support, you'll see some new things at Vino's.
Has there been any changes to the protocol and how you guys have been handling things since the pandemic broke out? I know now cleanliness is more on anybody's mind than ever before, and you guys have always been squeaky clean, but has there been any change to the protocol?
We do have some new pieces in place, and our team has done some training. They're all doing the ServSafe training as well for takeout food, though that doesn't really apply to us. It does give us a good idea of some of the basic concepts. And everyone on my team is ServSafe certified, so that does really help with the basic understanding. We have disinfectants that we're cleaning with. We will be supplying masks. They will not be required for people coming in the building, but our team members do have them on. And we're trying to find a mix between allowing our team to continue to work, but keeping them safe, and also making sure our customers are safe as well, but also comfortable with the decision to come into our store and choosing whether to wear the mask or not wear the mask. And we'll have our drive-through available as well for customers that really just cannot have that contact. We don't want to just forget about them. So now we'll be shifting and asking them to place their order a day ahead of time, mm-hmm. so we can pack it that morning before the store opens, and there's no chance of any kind of cross-contamination or touching. Their orders will be done first thing in the morning the day they pick them up.
That's excellent. So it's still everybody's still included, of course.
Definitely. Yeah, we want to find a way to help everyone, but also make sure it's manageable for our team. And that's going to require us to shut down on Mondays and Tuesdays and give our team that time to kind of reset and get ready for the week ahead.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. What hours are we looking to open then? What are we looking
Tuesday at? Tuesday through Saturday, we will be 10 to 7, so we'll be open a little bit later so you can come and get all of the great things we offer. And on Sunday, we are going to be open from 10 to 5.
Wonderful. And people can check out the menu online, I assume.
Yes, we have a limited menu online. It does change pretty frequently just because the markets are changing. But it's always fine to just come in and check out what we have. We always have new ideas and new things going that aren't on that menu.
Fantastic. And that is VenosNH.com. That's VenosNH.com. Make sure you guys check it out. And like Kendra said, keep checking back for all of the updates. Kendra, I know you got a busy day ahead of you for sure. So we're going to let you go. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. And we'll be sure to visit Vino's Specialty Foods and Meats. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate having this conversation with you today. Come and see us. Stay healthy. Be kind. Happy cooking.